The legend of Nigger Charlie.
Charlie is my name, and I ride Western plains, fighting to survive. And I'm riding to stay alive.
Nigger Charlie tore a white man's world apart with his gun. And every shot said, no one is ever gonna own Nigger Charlie again. Paramount Pictures presents The Legend of Nigger Charlie. Somebody warned the West, Nigger Charlie ain't running no more. The Legend of Nigger Charlie, in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, August 30th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, teenagers done did blow themselves up. Plus, baby on ice, and infants just can't seem to hold their liquor. All of this was your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of program. So glad you guys could join me today. I have a great one for you. Well, it has finally happened, my friends. Tonetta has pretty much gone off the deep end here. I mean, the songs have always been weird, but they've been catchy. May I refer you to Yummy, 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 Yummy Pizza, a Tonetta classic, if you will. Well, anyways, Tonetta is back with, I don't want to say it's a follow-up to Yummy, Yummy, Yummy Pizza. I hope it's not a follow-up. It's called I Went Poo Poo. All right, let's take a listen. Oh, sound effects and everything.
I love to push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, yeah. I'm a monkey, I'm a man, I'm an ape, I'm a ram, I'm an animal of a bush, I'm a Canadian who loves to push. Yeah, push it, push it.
A lot of lyrics to this song. It's a lot of
Chimpanzee, you can watch me shit and pee. I'm a chimp, a chimpanzee, you can watch me shit and pee.
Did you hear that in the background? I heard choo-choo train.
Well, I'm a monkey, I'm a man, I'm an ape, I'm a ram, I'm an animal out for bush, I'm a Canadian who loves to push. Come on, bush. I love to push. Come on.
Oh, okay, I can't listen anymore. I love to push! Eat the poo-poo! I have a very short blooper here from the governor of New York, Robert Pattinson. I think he's a vampire. Anyways, here he is talking about Obama.
So we thank President Barack Obama and Secretary of Education Arne Duncan for coming up with the Race to the Cock.
Race to the Cock.
So we thank President Barack Obama and Secretary of Education Arne Duncan for coming up with the Race to the Cock.
That sounds like a reality show on Loco or something. It's kind of like The Amazing Race, except you have to travel across the world for dick, and RuPaul is hosting it. Let's check with the Dragulator and find where in the world your cock is waiting for you.
Beep, beep, boop. beep bap boop beep bap boop bee wee boop beep boop beep bap.
You're gonna find cock in Shanghai! You better work! Alright, it's time to get serious here for a second. Enough of all this dick talk. It's disgusting and crass. We talked about eye dosing on the show, the very real threat of eye dosing, a while ago on Distorted View. Now, for those of you who may have missed that episode, eye dosing is MP3 files that make you get high. Yeah, it's a bunch of shit, I'm sure. But the local news has picked up on it. Let's see how they handle the topic.
A warning tonight that some Oklahoma students are getting high on digital drugs. The new fad sweeping across one metro high school campus.
That's all. It's just one high school. That's the... It's not sweeping across the U.S. or the city or the state. It's really just isolated to one high school in America. Just fucking blow it up.
In fact, administrators are so alarmed, a letter has been sent to every parent in that district. New tonight, News Channel 4's Lance West talks to students about eye dosing and how state law enforcers are reacting.
Soothing tracks to induce everything from euphoria to sedation. Mustang school administrators say students are experimenting with eye dosing, also known as digital drugs.
When I listen to it, it's like a siren or something in your head, and it gave me a headache. But
very well spoken.
I don't know, kids think it's cool.
It's not illegal, but school officials say eye dosing is potentially dangerous.
Because it's music! Why would you outlaw that? That's pretty much what eye dosing sounds like.
Dozens of websites claim these CDs, when played through headphones, can alter the brainwaves, simulating recreational and prescription drugs.
I know a lot of people who have done it. A lot of our friends have done it. And they all say that it's real, but I'm not trying it. I'm not going anywhere near that.
A stupid horse.
I'm drug-free and proud, even sound drugs.
And they all say that it's real, but I'm not trying it. I'm not going anywhere near that.
According to this letter sent home to parents, some students who listened to one of these MP3s exhibited the same physical effects as if they were under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Curiously, they only experienced these musical effects after downing a 40. Oh.
Increased blood pressure, a rapid pulse, and involuntary eye movements.
It's quiet at first, and then it starts getting really loud. And, like, a bunch of our friends, like, started, like, tweaking out from it, saying, like, they saw demons, and that, like, the demons were, like, talking to them and everything.
The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is investigating those claims after several calls from concerned parents.
Of course.
But agents have a greater fear that kids trying to mimic drug use may graduate to something more harmful than a download.
When you go to these websites to download these tunes and these sounds, is that oftentimes there's links to other things like marijuana, prescription drugs.
Yeah, because a lot of times you'll see advertisements for marijuana on websites. What are you talking about? What?
When you go to these websites to download these tunes and these sounds, is that oftentimes there's links to other things like marijuana, prescription drugs, and how to get that. And so our big concern is that kids may be exposed to things that...
You can't order marijuana through mail order.
We do know are taking place that are dangerous and are illegal.
School administrators and law enforcers agree. Parents need to talk to their kids about the hazards of all drugs. And now, apparently, dangerous downloads, too.
No.
Lance West, News Channel 4, HD.
Is this fucking shit on Snopes? Because someone's got to do a little bit of research here and say, oh my god, this is a bunch of bullshit. Now, moving on to a different type of shit. Here is a 7-year-old girl talking through the microphone on her PS3. You know, you can, like, play online and stuff. And, you know, she's trash-talking the other players. I guess she's really into Modern Warfare. Take a listen.
I love you.
We just won! Ha ha ha! You don't want motherfucker, you better play started. All the game, because you know what? You're gonna fucking lose the game! You're gonna lose the game! Go play Monopoly, okay?
Because
you know what? This isn't the type of game that you wanna fucking play with us! So go fucking kill you, okay? Bring it!
You don't know me.
You don't fucking know me like that!
You don't know my mom.
You don't know my fucking mom, my dad, my fucking whole entire motherfucking dad!
Okay, I think her brother is kind of feeding her these lines.
Do you have anything to say, or is it your friend? All I hear is, Daddy!
So what's happening here is her older brother is actually playing the game and kicking ass. He just handed her the headset, and the girl is pretending that she is the one playing. Like, these guys are getting just destroyed by a preteen.
You know what? You know what? Miss, no, no, hold on. Now, don't talk over me. Do not talk over me. Since you're going to tell my mom and my dad, what's my mom's name? What's my mom's name?
All right, you get the idea. She kind of sounds like Lil J.
So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face or send me a or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace.
My princess. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Just posted a video cast. Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday was delayed a little bit. It's going to be posted later today. So if you're a Sideshow freak, you can grab that. Tomorrow's program will be extended. Now, before we get into the news, I have to just mention that Corey has decided, for various reasons, that unfortunately, the next episode of Butt Fudge Sunday coming later this month is going to be the last. And I was devastated by this news. I drank heavily last night to cope. But no, seriously, I have to say thanks to Corey for not just Butt Fudge Sunday, but for years. I would say probably from like 2005 or 2006, a lot of the stuff you hear on my program is because of Corey. He's been just an amazing listener, and he goes beyond that. I definitely consider him a friend at this point. Most of the mashups that I played on the show are from Corey, and a lot of the other sound effects, like the Sextastic Tuesday intros and stuff like that, that's all Corey. So he definitely has left his mark on my program, and he's done amazing work with Butt Fudge Sunday, and I urge you all to go through the back catalog. If you're not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now and play all of Corey's stuff, and I will definitely put a section up on the Sideshow where it's just, we'll just list all of Corey's shows so you can easily download them. The last thing I'll say about that, and Corey has said, you know, he wants to continue doing stuff for the show when he gets, you know, time to do it or when he feels inspired or whatever. And occasionally he might do a special Butt Fudge Sunday episode or something like that. So I don't think we've heard the last, I hope we haven't heard the last from Corey. what a fitting tribute. I hope we haven't heard the last from Corey. He said that there's tons of stuff he wants to share with me, to give to you guys and stuff. So I'm sure Corey will be around, just not doing the show. And look, I mean, it takes a lot of work to do, especially a program like his. It's easy for me to find, you know, crazy audio clips and just share them with you, find some news story. I can do that every day, right? I mean, that's my job. This is what I do now. But, you know, for someone who has a full-time job and a life, doing a program, and his, you know, had, you know, sketches and voice talent, and it was a huge production. So you got to give Corey credit for that, but you can't blame him for deciding to end the show and move on or whatever. So thank you very much, Corey, for your years of service. Indentured servitude is what I like to say. You are a free nigga. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. First story I have for you today. This one comes from Ohio. An Ohio baby died after his system... after his system was flushed with alcohol instead of saline. That is quite a boner. The nurse really made a mistake hooking up the IV this time. I'm sorry, I thought this bottle of Patron lying around looked a lot like the saline. All right, an Ohio baby died after his system was flushed with alcohol instead of saline during open-heart surgery. Yes, this all went down near Cincinnati. 7-month-old, what? Trestle? Oh, what an awful name. Well, I guess he doesn't have to worry about being made fun of in school. Yes, 7-month-old Trestle had heart issues since birth, and parents Emily and Scott Maynard knew a procedure would be necessary. Trestle went into his treatment at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital smiling. The way these news stories are written are just great. He went into the treatment smiling, but left cold and dead. The infant never made it out of the OR. He died over the weekend. The CEO of the hospital sent a memo to its workers saying, please don't administer alcohol intravenously to our babies. All right. Saying, while I cannot disclose specifics about patients to the public, families have the right to know their child's medical status, treatment, and outcome. In cases where there have been an error, we accept responsibility, admit the error, apologize for it, and pay dearly. Oh, and explain what happened. It went on to say, our thoughts and prayers are with the family of this child, with our caregivers. Now, do you know what a colossal fuck-up it must have been? To have the CEO of a hospital admit to something like this? Like, there's no defending their actions. They're just like, we're gonna pay through the fucking nose here. Yes, our thoughts and prayers are with the family of this child, with our caregivers, and the entire Cincinnati Children's family. Because most hospitals, I would guess, would say something like, well, we don't know that the alcohol wasn't already in your baby's system. This may have been some neglectful parenting or something. Yes, this is a difficult time for many. It just devastates me to imagine not seeing his smiling face again, a family friend told the news. So there you go. Dead baby check, kicking the week off right. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Arizona. A father is facing child abuse charges. I think there's a theme to today's program. After allegedly putting his 7-month-old son... Wasn't the last story about a 7-month-old? Yes. Yes. A father is facing child abuse charges after allegedly putting his 7-month-old son in the freezer. Police say Chance Crack, great last name, and you'll find out why in a second, admitted he was high. That's crack for you. No, he was high on meth when he put the boy in the freezer. Crack told police he was holding his son when he went into the kitchen to make himself a snack. There was just nowhere clear on the countertop with all of his, you know, meth equipment. So he put the son on the bottom shelf of the freezer. Sounds reasonable. And then closed the door. Sounds even more reasonable. After a minute or two, he heard his son crying. So he opened the freezer and instead put the boy on the floor. The boy had a cut on his forehead, possibly from the freezer door closing on him. Or maybe some ice or something. When asked why he put his son in the freezer, Crack apparently told police because the kitchen floor was too dirty. He really had the baby's best interest in mind. Crack and his wife, Leanne, are facing charges of child abuse, possession of drug paraphernalia, and animal cruelty in connection with another matter. Police also found the couple's 19-month-old daughter next door at a grandmother's apartment and found a burn and multiple bruises all over the girl's body.
One more hit, no time to waste on meth. Ooh, meth.
Final story we have for you today. It's a short one. It's from New Jersey, and it illustrates how stupid children are. Two Howell teenagers were injured after trying to light a plastic container of gasoline on fire. Let me guess, they succeeded. How bored do you have to be? Hey, let's light gas on fire. That sounds like a brilliant idea. Have you've never seen an action movie or anything? All right. Two Howell teenagers were injured after trying to light a plastic container full of gasoline with a lighter Friday night. The container exploded, unsurprisingly, in front of the two boys, ages 12 and 13, at approximately 5:34 p.m. in a backyard on Peter Foreman Drive, causing severe burns to their abdomens and extremities. Bon Jovi, do you want to take this one? Boys succeeded with what they were trying to do. You got to give them credit. The boys were treated at the scene and then flown by helicopter to the hospital. Investigators said the incident was an accidental explosion. Not really. Not really an accident. They wanted to light the gas on fire. They used a fucking lighter to accomplish that. It wasn't an accident. It was not an act of arson, though. So there you go. They were just being, you know, fucktarded. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what do you have to say to me today?
Hello, goodly podcast host, Mr. Henson. This is Mike from Top 5 and other shows. Doesn't matter. Heard a caller call the other day about the arts and crafts thing for Etsy, and I had forgotten about it. I'd like to contribute, if I may.
Okay.
I recently lost my job and my place to stay, and I am living at my mother's at her mercy and leeching off of her, and it is great. Except I am bored to tears, so I have taken up one of her hobbies, which is knitting. and crocheting and weird shit like that. Yeah, it's gay, whatever. All about the pussy. Anyway,
I don't judge. All
I
about the pussy.
I made scarves, which I'm going to try to sell and make some cash. But the first thing I made was a cock sock.
Oh.
A little cock and balls cozy to see if I knew what I was doing. And I'm like,
that would be a great product for the Distorted View store.
And I do help Distorted View out. So if you have any ideas for something retarded I could make, maybe mm-hmm. I can try to make one. It'll give me a project, and I won't feel like such a fag.
Well, there you go. Listeners, do you have any suggestions for this man?
You, Tim, just goes into Mexico here, and I have a bizarre sex term for you.
Okay.
That involves dick cheese. It's called the bagel with cream cheese.
Okay.
Now, what you do is you take a guy who has a lot of dick cheese and smear it all over his butthole.
Ah.
And then eat out his butthole.
That's not bad.
Bagel with cream cheese.
I like that a lot. I like that.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here.
That's the real
Tone Deaf
Sean. Oh,
my God. It is so good to be back in civilization where I have an internet connection.
Where were you?
I just spent the week camping in New Hampshire with family. And, oh, my God, what a fucking nightmare. But it was awesome to come back and hear myself singing on the voicemail portion of the show. I don't remember making that call.
Yeah.
Singing, but,
you've got your very own impersonators now. You're a star.
Hey, Tim. I was just thinking about you and your penis.
I thought he was going to say, hey, Tim, this is Tone Deaf Sean.
Hey, Tim. I was just thinking about you and your penis.
Yeah.
I want to suck it.
Oh, well, thank you. Was that a lady? It might have been a lady.
Hey, Tim. What's up? I've called you drunk. I've called you high. And now I'm going to call you when I'm on acid. Yeah. First time, too. I just want to let you know, I love your show. It's fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
It really gets me through the day when I'm not feeling good. And I'm in college now. And I'm soon not going to be an underage freak in September. So I'm not going to be. And I'm going to be so stoked about that.
Yes, but, congratulations.
Dude, never stop doing what you're doing. It's amazing.
I hope I don't have to.
Hilarious.
I love
and
my
I'm
show.
To
I love you
many
freaks.
People that can.
Shut up. I'm talking about how great I am.
No. I'm playing your show for everyone around here. So keep it up.
Well, great. Yes. Spread the distortion. If you're a college idiot, tell all your little dorm mates, suite mates, whatever you have that, all about Distorted View.
Hey, Timmy Joe. I was listening to an Eric Clapton
Tears of Heaven,
acoustic
Tears from Heaven, whatever
song where he sang Cocaine, and I swear to God, it sounded just like fucking Tonetta. You know, should see if Tonetta can do a cover song Cocaine for you. By the way, my birthday is August 29th, this Sunday. So,
I missed it, but happy belated birthday.
Hey Tim,
see what I did there? I cut him off before he could request me to sing a song because then I'd feel like an asshole.
To, some public access radio or something coming through Chicago. But they were talking about a radio station out in Baltimore, of all great cities in this excellent United States of America. But one of the radio stations, it was WTNB, and I couldn't fucking believe it. It could have been TMB, but I like to believe it.
Yeah,
TNB.
I like. We should see if there is a WTNB.
Timothy James Henson, this is lifetime member, Down Atheist, calling to you from Yokosuka,
Japan. That a boy.
Anyways,
thank you.
I was listening to about a month of your programs. I was just bored, and I was at work doing some major engineering inspections on board my fucking ship. But
should you be focusing on that?
Anyways, you
had my program distract you from that very important work.
Program, I forget which one it was, but were you at a? Somebody asked you if you were an atheist, and you said you didn't care, but you didn't know what that term was.
Agnostic.
Well, that term is called agnostic, and that pretty much means. I'm too much of a pussy to admit that there's no evidence for God.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't care if there is
hey,
or
Sam,
isn't.
What's up? I haven't listened to the show today yet, but I was surfing around and I went to Everything is Terrible.
Yes!
And you haven't mentioned that website in quite some time. Dude. You are missing out on some fucking content gold.
Yeah, I'll have to check. You know, you guys can all check it out yourself. Everythingisterrible.com, a great blog. I saw them live a few months ago, and it was amazing. They've got a DVD for sale. It's a great website.
Hey, Tim. Flare Monkey here. I'm listening to the August 18th show, and you mentioned that terrorists have great singing voices. And that's kind of funny because in the news recently, Canada in Canada. There's been this bomber they've arrested, or like alleged bomber. And
bomber?
He auditioned for
Are you saying
Canadian
bomber?
I haven't listened to the video yet, but I'm sure that his voice is lyrical.
There you go. I hope police are looking for the terrorist with very soft, supple, moisturized lips. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Don't fucking kill you, okay? Bring it!
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. It's probably one of the best things you can do to get the word out, get new freaks listening. Of course, subscribe via iTunes. And if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now, because Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday will be posted a little bit later today. And you can catch the video cast and, of course, tomorrow's extended show. We will be back tomorrow with a big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.